Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thinking about your next getaway? Rediscover the journey, the adventure of the open road and every stop along the way. Rediscover space and comfort on board in our lounges and private cabins. Enjoy the fresh sea air and relax as you travel safely and in style. Rediscover ferry travel with Stenaline and take a carcation to Britain. Our great value economy fares start from only €117 single car and driver, with flexi ticket upgrades only €18 more. Whenever you're ready, we can't wait to welcome you on board. Explore your options today at stenaline.ie.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Glass of Wine.
This is why I never get podcasters in here. They think that they can do whatever they want and it's totally fine. This is Glass of Wine,
it's
in
like
fact.
It's like a Halloween episode over here.
Yeah, and that cackle belongs to our special guest this week, Miranda Selwood. Miranda, would you like to introduce us all?
My name is Miranda Selwood, and to my right is Andy Schossler.
Hello.
And to his right Gina Schwartz, and she is, in fact, still Gina Schwartz.
It's correct.
And to her right is Zane C. Weber, podfather to us all.
Or as we like to call him.
Do we like to call him? What do we like to call him, Gina?
Daddy Weber.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay, well, good. So this is Glass of Wine.
I just feel like I've been here for a while. I've done a few episodes. I feel really comfortable with the gang, so I thought I'd take over and ruin it.
I appreciate the initiative. I don't appreciate being called daddy, but you know.
I didn't do that.
For that extra bit of cringe, you might want to call him Father Weber.
Papa.
Papa, can you hear me?
I can hear all of you. And we are here to drink some wine and then whine about all the things that have made our week less enjoyable.
Zane looked directly at me.
Only because he was trying to avoid eye contact with me.
So we are, as always, sponsored by Good Pear Days.
That's right, I was laughing.
Good Pear Days are a wine subscription service, so you can go to their website, take their palate quiz, and they will recommend you the kinds of wine that you might like. And they have a huge international range. So we've been on it for well over a year now, and it is always great. We're still getting new wines.
They just sent me a special birthday bottle.
Aw, happy birthday.
Gratis.
Wait.
Thank you.
That means your birthday.
I'm not shy about my birthday. The date of my birthday is public knowledge, and I will share it with you.
Now?
Sure.
When is it?
December 29th.
Okay.
See, he's just revealed that we've pre-recorded this. It's...
No.
Collectively, you've ruined the magic.
I've now been 36 for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Just doing some light math in my head. I can do that, Gina. That's what happens when you enter your mid-30s. You start being able to
do math again.
Process numbers in your head.
I can't wait.
There's a real hazy period between the years of 17 and 36 where math just goes out the window.
Well,
there may have been alcohol involved
uni.
In my case.
Everything's gone to shambles.
Shambles.
So, shambles. Good Pear Days have sent us a Prosecco this week.
I wanted to hear about the birthday one. Never mind. Let's talk about Prosecco.
I haven't tried it yet, actually.
Haven't you?
No, it's sitting on the shelf. I didn't pop it.
You don't even know what it is, though. It's just called birthday wine.
It is literally called birthday wine, but it's a sparkling something.
Is it
sparkling birthday?
White or pink or
next
red?
Next time you're on the show, I'll bring it in and we will
no.
share it.
There you go. That'd be great.
I'm so excited.
So, the Prosecco that we've got is Luigino Zago Extra Brut Prosecco from Veneto, Italy.
From Italy.
which we all know is Venice.
She's learning.
She can be taught.
I didn't know that.
Yes, like, we've recently had another wine from Veneto, Italy.
Veneto.
Or Veneto.
Veneto. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta say if you want to be racist, you can say it with that accent.
I wasn't trying to be racist. I was trying to be authentic.
I mean, you're white. You can probably get away with it. Luigino Zago.
Spanish? sorry, we keep interrupting. And by we, I mean me.
So, just so I'll get this out of the way in case I get interrupted again. If you want to take advantage of our special deal with Good Pair Days, you can go to the website, goodpairdays.com, and at checkout, use our promo code GLASSOFWINE, WHINE, and you'll get $25 off your first order. And if you use that $25 to buy a fourth bottle of wine, they will throw in free delivery just
on the
for
lot.
You. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, what do we think of this wine?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sweet. It's not...
Prosecco is sweet.
No, I know. It's not dry. Some sparklings, you never know. Some people label things a Prosecco or a Sauv Blanc or whatever, and it might meet a few of the criteria, but not all. Mm. This one, definitely sweet, not sickly sweet. It's very pleasant.
It's very citrusy.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. Yeah.
And actually not too bubbly.
Yeah.
No.
It's not on the verge of fizzy, which some champagnes, and particularly sweet champagnes, Prosecco, can be.
I would like us to play a game.
Okay.
What food would you pair this wine with?
Ooh. This one I think would be...
Cake.
Yeah, good for a dessert. Yeah. Yeah, some fruit.
Cheesecake.
I have an interesting little bit of knowledge to add to that after we finish playing the game. Gina, what would you...
I know this is wrong, but I want like Chinese food. I want a bit of gyoza. Mm. I want dumplings. Soup dumplings. That's
not
what
fried
I want.
Dumplings.
Well, I want them all, but soup dumplings. Soup dumplings in particular.
I'm kind of with you there. I'm thinking like a spicy pasta or something would be very nice.
It's not
that's
at all.
Nothing like
that. No. Just, you know, with a dumpling, something bready
right.
with it.
Yeah, so there's pastry.
Something floury.
In it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you're all pretty wrong. So,
I said
well
cheesecake.
Done. You did say cheesecake, and we will get to that.
Okay.
It's pork. It's going to be pork.
It recommends that we pair it with antipasto or charcuterie, seafood. Items. Or cheese.
Cheese.
I said cheesecake.
Yeah.
Close.
You did say cheesecake. And the recipe that they've paired with the wine information card is lychee and dragon fruit pavlova.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting, right?
That'd go really nicely with my spicy seafood pasta. Seafood or pork? I can't
pavlova
now.
With you.
Yeah. Just one spoon of each. Alternating.
Sorry, lychee and what? Lychee
dragon fruit.
And dragon fruit.
Yeah.
Have you
the
ever
fruit
had
of
dragon
the dragons?
Fruit?
No.
Have you ever had dragon
probably.
Fruit?
Probably. I think so.
It's like a musky kiwi fruit. I don't like it.
The dragon fruit is also an Asian fare, is it not?
Yeah,
right?
It's
I think
a cactus,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah, as is the lychee. Mm. Not cactus, but... So they're basically saying, drink this Italian champagne-esque, Italian sparkling sweet wine with... Asian pavlova.
Well, the Italians discovered China, so that makes sense.
True.
Did they?
Marco Polo.
Marco.
No.
It's not here.
No one is.
We can see each other and we're not wet.
All right. Where are you drinking it?
I want to be on a boat.
An Italian boat?
No. It doesn't have to be an Italian boat. In fact, some might prefer not to be on an Italian boat. They're not exactly... the best known for their ship building prowess.
Shout out prowess. To Costa Cruise Line.
There we go.
But yeah, all the mention of seafood, I want to be somewhere on the ocean.
On the ocean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be... This isn't a Sunday on the boat kind of thing. No, this is journeying from, you know, an intercontinental journey on a small boat. Not a ship, just a nice little yacht. A small affair, but grand in its ambition. And we're having this to pass the time.
Grand in the ambition is probably what's catching me on this one. This to me seems like your free glass of champagne at the opening night of something or other.
Oh, yes.
Like something really that's like trying to hit just above its weight.
Mm-hmm. Like, see, I've gone the
an
other
art
way.
Gallery opening for someone who's just not quite, but
nearly there.
Yeah, nearly.
See, for this feels there's a whole story attached. Okay. I've gone on holiday to some
unknown
chilly but sunny vineyard. Like a bed and breakfast that's also a vineyard. Oh. And the night before, some horrible storm, like a barn collapsed or something, and they're like, we're really sorry, but can you come and help us fix up this thing? Because otherwise we're going to lose all the wine. And so you kind of spend a day. It's kind of sticky and gross, but you get in and you do it. And at the end of the day, they're like, thank you so much. Here, have all this wine that you can drink. And we're just kind of sitting down there. It's like a thank you, and we got it done, and we saved the wine. And we're drinking to celebrate.
Lovely. That's
heroic,
really cute.
Heroic celebration
but
wine.
Yeah, like you're on holiday.
It's a romantic but story but
yeah,
about wine.
You've done, yeah, well, I'm definitely in Italy. and with my very, very tall Italian boyfriend, of course. lifting.
Why is he so tall?
I don't know. Are Italians tall?
Not really.
Can be.
Says Annie wistfully.
They can be.
Oh, I mean, anyone can be tall.
Have you ever
except
met?
For me.
Have you ever met a short Fabian? I think not.
I don't think I've
actually
met
the only
Fabian
I've met is.
I know a Fabio.
Short. Is he short?
He's not tall, but he's not short.
Well, that's incredibly inconclusive. Thank you.
Where are you
drinking it, Gina?
I'll tell you. I think I'm in Greece.
Okay.
And I think
just next door.
Italy adjacent, yeah.
And I think I'm in Santorini.
I'm in Santorini.
And I think for whatever reason it's a movie moment. And you know how you run into people?
Mamma Mia, here we go again.
and I've run into someone I know.
Cher.
What?
Cher's there.
Do you know Cher?
Anyway, that's not important.
She doesn't like me talking about
it. And it just so happens to be like a crush from 5 years ago. And you so happened, last time you heard from him, he was in a relationship.
Ugh.
And last time he heard from you, you would nowhere, you know.
You were alone
somewhere.
With your cat.
Anyway, you've met halfway across the world in Greece and you're like, oh my God, John, it's so lovely to see you. And you're like, holy shit, he's got a tan, he's aged well. And he's like,
he's aged well. Okay, no, sorry, keep going.
I haven't told you how old I am. I could be 30, it could be 35, who knows.
You said you hadn't seen him in 5 years. Did I make that up?
Yeah, but I didn't tell you when I met him.
It could have been very hard 5 years.
Gina.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
I haven't figured that out yet, right?
I need to know at least the underwear and the shoes.
Okay, hold on. So I've met him, John, and he's like, hey, I'm free tonight. And I went to this great restaurant down the road. And no, but it's where all the locals go. You free tonight? I'm like, oh my God, I'll have to check I think I'm free. And and then, you know, I look through all my clothes because I live out of a backpack and I'm like, shit, I didn't bring anything nice. So I like fashion something out of nothing because I'm
curtains.
A slut. Yeah.
Yep.
And I go on this date and I've somehow miraculously turned out to be beautiful. You know, when you're like, it's all going wrong. And then you leave and you're like, okay, it's not that bad. Anyway, we have a great night. He's like, oh, and I brought this wine from Veneto. And I'm like, oh, John. And, and we have a great night. And yeah,
it's great.
So I just think of us drinking Italian wine overlooking like, you know, the Santorini Harbour.
Yeah.
A few bubbles and everybody is so whimsical.
Yeah, I don't know. This is
there was Miranda's a lot of hard labour in my story.
Meanwhile, you're romantically, meeting people and building barns, and I'm stuck at this bloody gallery opening with an artist who's uses, finger paints to create something terrible. Going, yes, I can see the ocean in it.
Finger painting is an art, Miranda, and I will not have you bad-mouthed on this podcast.
Okay.
I can't stick past that. Yeah,
that's fine.
I have a complaint.
Good.
All ears.
Is it about finger painting?
It's not. So there is a certain kind of person that likes to sing along to songs on the radio.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, no, no. It's totally fine. Singing along to songs is fine. I get it. I understand. I too have that impulse sometimes. Give in to it. It's fine. Can sing, can't sing, doesn't matter. But what you should do is at least try to sing the right words.
What if you don't know the words?
Listen the first time.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine. Rather than just making up like weird pseudo rhymes that don't rhyme, that just go along with what's... I feel like Miranda feels I'm targeting her. I've never known you to do this, at least
do this
in my presence.
I don't know. We don't tend to listen to the radio much together.
It's true. It's
true,
we don't.
Is this in a particular setting that this happens?
Oh, this happens at work, yeah. Okay. Because there's a radio station that plays a lot of, like, you know, classic rock and et cetera, et cetera. And
can I just ask as a reference point, are people who quote along or just quote in general Monty Python routines, are they on a lower level of hell than these people?
It depends.
Or
how
they, or
often
they peers.
They quote the same skit.
Right.
If every time you see someone, they start doing the dead parrot skit.
Okay.
Yeah. No. That's not on. But if
there's
every
a
now
special
and then,
level just for them.
Yes.
Right.
But if like you're talking about cheese and then someone just starts. Just
Wensleydale,
knows,
Edam,
yeah, right.
Gouda,
that and it's a
Gorgonzola,
and it's situationally appropriate. I'll allow it.
Okay,
it's quite enjoyable. It's just like if someone can sing a funny song and does sing it when it's socially appropriate, it's totally fine. And it's not that I dislike people singing. It's just like I feel like you've listened to this song enough times, even in my presence, to know the right words.
Yes.
And either you don't care enough to learn them or you're just trying to annoy me.
What if they think it's another type of person who thinks they're being funny to themselves by singing these pseudo lyrics? They're like, I could sing the right lyrics or I could sing these ones because it makes me laugh.
Like the classic, it's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Though I fucking hate that, hey. It's not even like... I just think it's so like, oh, you're so funny or you want a fucking sausage. Like, shut up.
I'll admit I have a habit of if there is a Weird Al version of the song, I will sing the Weird Al lyrics because they're the ones that I actually know.
You're not
know.
A teenager
Eat
anymore,
it.
Andy.
I like Weird Al.
I mean, I think it really has to do with the level of commitment. Like, if you're doing a bit and you're fully committed to the bit and like, yeah, sausage roll, it's ridiculous and it's hilarious. Like, I don't find it funny, but sure, whatever. But it's like, this is just like offhanded. They don't even seem to care. They're just singing the wrong words.
Have they just misheard it? And that's what they think the words are. And they're not really paying attention. Sorry, I'm doing an Andy.
No. You can ask those questions because then I will go on to tell you that, in fact, I've said, do you think that those are the words? Because that's not the words. And they're like, oh, what are the words? And I was like, oh, it's not about melons and tigers. It's actually about being on a boat on a river. And they're
what
like,
is this song?
This is just random things.
Okay, all right.
To be fair, the song that picked it for me this week was a John Cougar Mellencamp song. So I had melons in my head.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I can't even remember. Hurt So Good is what it was.
Hurt So Good.
I can't even remember what they were singing. But it's like... Hurt So Good. And like, honestly, if I don't know the words, it won't annoy me. But because... embarrassingly enough, that used to be a song that I sang at karaoke, so I know the words to that song.
Nice. I was just thinking Hurt So Good, that'd be me after my second husband died. That's so good.
Specifically the second husband.
The second one.
Yeah. Because the first one hurt for real.
By the second,
well,
I'm like, bring it on.
One.
Yeah, yeah. The second one was just... anyway, you know that song from Pretty Woman? Not Pretty Woman. But the other song about the king of wishful thinking.
You gotta sing it.
Yeah, I do know the song. I don't know the name of the song.
I'm the king of wishful thinking.
Is that Pretty Woman?
Yes, that was featured in Pretty Woman. I know that song from the Pretty Woman soundtrack.
I know the song, but I didn't realise it was
It is called The King of Wishful Thinking.
It's called The King of Wishful
Thinking. By Go West, yeah.
And can I point out once again, I know that from the soundtrack.
Right. Mm.
The title of the song is The King of Wishful Thinking. For far too many years of my life, I could have sworn the words to the chorus of that song were, "I'm the king of Wish Bombay."
That doesn't even sound like
I know,
thinking.
But listen to it.
Okay.
Okay.
And think
Bombay.
The king of Wish Bombay.
But the syllables don't line up.
The syllables don't line up either.
I won't hear this from you.
You got to sing
it. And it's that thing of like, once I heard the real words, I was like, okay. Of course that's what it is.
Okay.
That's the title of the song.
Can you sing it to us the way that you heard
I'm
it?
I'm the king of Wishbone Bay.
Okay. I guess the syllable, the vowel sounds aren't dissimilar.
You go bit, then you get that like ing.
And I guess if you heard an Australian singing it, then it might be even worse.
I was literally listening to the soundtrack where the title of the song was The King of Wishbone. I'm just saying, people don't know.
Those are musical eggcorns, and I think that they're really interesting to talk about. But, like, you know that that's not the words now, and what you're singing makes no sense.
But sometimes I still like to sing.
What?
Because that's what I know the song.
Okay, well, maybe there is this nostalgia value that I'm not getting into then.
Yeah. But I would do that quietly to myself for my own entertainment. I would share that in the workplace.
You're not talking about the cases where the chorus of a song subtly changes each time it's repeated and they're just getting the wrong chorus in the wrong order.
I'm talking about the situation where they know the melody of the song and they're making up their own lyrics that could be different every single time. That's what got me. It was kind of like, ugh. I don't even like this song, but I would prefer to listen to it than to what is happening over there, Karen.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to do.
Mm. Well, I mean, to be fair, like we work in an office and we're all kind of familiar with each other, and if clients aren't there, then kind of pretty much anything goes because it's terrible. Yes.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
If you get a little bit closer to the microphone, you can.
Can I please ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
Is this person listening to the song on headphones or
no? On the radio that's playing in the office.
Never mind.
Interesting.
How dare they? Already, they're a rubbish person.
But my thing is, if you say, "Hey, you got the lyrics wrong," they're like, "Oh, thanks for letting me know," and continue to do that. They're kind of continuing to do that, knowing that you don't like it, because everyone
to
can.
To be fair, I haven't said you're a garbage person for doing this. I said was, "Hey, do you know that that's not the right lyrics?" And they were like, "Oh, what are the right lyrics?" And I was like, "Well, it's about being on a boat, on a river, etc., etc." And
so, is this a typical response, or do you normally just seethe quietly, and this is the exception?
Oh, surely seething would happen for a long time before any action was taken.
No, every mistake must be corrected immediately.
Wrong! He's just sitting and says, wrong!
I just have a buzzer on my desk. No, because the first time
I have
it's
one of those no buzzers. Do you want it?
No, thank you. I would destroy it. overuse. No, because the first time, like, I don't hold it against people who just don't know the words.
Of course.
I'm just like, "Hey, do you know that that doesn't make sense and this is what the song's about?" And then when it happens again and again, I'm like, why do you insist on having the radio on if we're just going to listen to you sing that isn't a song?
Exactly right.
Maybe I'm just being picky.
Nah.
Thank you, Gina.
I can see how it would be frustrating.
I feel seen.
Good.
Yeah.
And understood.
What about when there's a version of a song that you haven't heard and somebody is singing with the
What do you mean version of a song?
Oh.
Well, like, okay.
An artist takes a song from the 80s and pretends it's their own and puts fancy new lyrics to it and a rap bit.
Like
in
Rihanna
the
and Anaconda?
That was Nicki Minaj.
Anaconda.
Not
oh,
even that
snake.
Extreme.
What are you talking about?
One of my favorite films. One of my favorite films is My Stepmother's an Alien, and it opens.
Oh God, that's
with
okay.
It's a good movie. I won't hear this, Gina.
All right. Yep.
I haven't seen it, so I can't pass
judgment. It's lovely. It's charming.
We should all watch it one day.
Oh, yeah. Let's. A Glass of Wine, My Stepmother is an Alien special. It opens with the song Kiss, but the Tom Jones version.
Ah, yes.
Wait. Hold on.
Prince wrote it.
Kiss. Different to Pash. By
now, I heard it.
Did that.
You don't have to be beautiful.
Yeah, but that's I just thought. So Prince wrote it.
Prince and performed it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like I knew that. Yeah. But Tommy Lee Jones.
Tom Jones.
In my opinion, Tom Jones' version is much better because it's far more upbeat.
Isn't he dead?
No. He will live forever, Gina.
Okay, yeah, I just thought he was older than Prince.
No, he's still
never die.
Oh, he's quite possibly older than Prince.
Okay, Tom Jones. But he did a rendition.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, some might say the definitive version.
Oh, I don't know about that, but all right.
I think it is the more popular one. But really? That's kind of like Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You. It was written by Dolly Parton.
So,
yeah, true.
Does it ever annoy you if people are singing the version that you don't like or don't know?
No, not me. Not me personally.
I usually vocal licks in the wrong place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Well, that's like being a musical theatre kid. Like, I'm kind of used to people twisting songs into like
screwing them up.
No, like how they would prefer to sing them.
Yeah.
I sort of experienced this today. I was listening to the Jagged Little Pill musical.
Mm.
Ah.
And it's just this kind of like, the that's not where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But they did take the lyrics of some parts of the songs and change them a little bit. And I was like, you're doing it wrong.
Yes, exactly right.
And it's like, that's the first time I listened to that musical, but I could sing along because I know the songs from the original album.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was getting it wrong because they were doing it wrong, not me.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
My thing is... You know when you're singing with someone else a song and you're like getting in a jam, you're like, oh, this is fun, we're singing together. And see, I might be doing this wrong and no one's ever told me. But my thing that I get annoyed with is when people don't leave enough space between like the sentences because they're getting excited.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know? And you're like, you're waiting for the bit when it comes up and they're just like half a second before and you're like, you just fucked it up.
You can't mess with the tempo.
You can't.
I feel it.
Okay.
Feel it.
Yep.
And you're
okay,
like,
so I think that we've moved on to like people bemoaning people's lack of musicianship. It's no. Like, why aren't you better?
Yes.
Just be better and then we can sing together for fun.
Yes.
Well, no, a little bit of that.
There's a record of how the song goes, and we can reference that, you know, to point out where you're mistaken. Get it right. If you're repeating it, get it right.
Get that no button now.
No. Has it ever happened to you that you've made that point, listened back, and you were wrong?
No, that's never happened.
I mean, not to my knowledge.
I'd never admit to it.
Why would you listen back? You don't need to. You know you're right.
You know, that's exactly right. You
never have to listen to the song ever again. I know that the lyrics are the King of Wish Bombay, okay?
That's right. Let's not dwell on it. Let's move on.
Where is Wish Bombay?
I don't care what you think the title of the song is.
My thing is, like, if they sing a different lyric and I sing a different lyric and I know I'm wrong, I'll make an obvious, anyway, keep going because I want them to know that I'm not a fuckhead. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, well...
I own it. Oh. Screw you, you're wrong.
I think that's different to owning it. I think that's...
It's like the opposite.
Yeah.
Owning it.
That's kind of denying it.
But I'm kind of a full believer if I'm wrong, I'm wrong most of the time. Yeah. Because when I'm right, I'm fucking right. That was like, oh, I'll tell you the story. So... In uni, I'm from Cairns, and I went to uni with a girl who was also from Cairns, but she was rich. Anyway, so she said there's a part of Cairns called Gordon Vale. Mm. Has anyone heard of it?
Sounds lovely.
Okay, it's not.
Does Gordon live there?
He might have. There's probably a Gordon, but my dad works there. He's a cop
in
Gordon.
Gordon?
No. Glenn, though.
Ooh. Shouldn't he be in Glenvale?
Maybe. So anyway, there's a place in Cairns called Gordonvale. I have no idea how it came up, but this girl, we shall call her Sharon. And Sharon was like, oh, yeah, Gordonvale's a separate town. And I said, no, it's not. She said, yeah, it is. And I live in like two suburbs away from Gordonvale. So I knew it was a suburb of Cairns. And I was like, no, 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 no. And we were surrounded by our uni mates. And she also, Sharon, was quite a smart girl. She was, you know, straight A's, top of the class. And not that I was dumb, but I wasn't.
Wasn't straight A's, top of the class. You have a very different accent, of course.
Yes, I do. Yep. And I was like, no, it's not. She's like, yeah, it is. She was fucking like on it. And people started looking at me like, Gina, just let it go. She's right. And I was like, Google it. You Google it right now.
Right now.
So we did.
You never used to be able to do that.
No.
Back in the day, you could just call it and be like, I know I'm right.
And but then, no one,
that would be the end.
No one would believe me.
The only escalation back in the day was fisticuffs.
And so we Googled it and I was right because I think back in the day it was a separate town, but then, you know, shit happens. And she, when we looked it up and it's like, oh no, Gordonvale is a suburb of Cairns. She was like, oh, okay. And she was obviously very defeated and I just started like laughing and everyone was like, what? Yeah. Gina, what's up? And I was like...
You went full supervillain.
I was like, I just hate being right. And I literally said that. Yeah.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Don't fucking mess with me about shit I know.
You're just going to make me feel guilty for pointing out how wrong you are.
She lived in the north side of Cairns and she went to like the only private school Cairns has.
Ugh.
So, you know, there's a type. And I went to one of the worst schools Cairns
has. So, of course I know Gordonvale.
No, but it was kind of like there was a class thing going on. And I was like, don't mess with me about shit I know. Also, I'm from the worst part of Cairns. Don't mess with me, Sharon.
Sharon.
You're a private school girl. I'll take you. She was a vegan.
So you know she's iron deficient.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Nothing to feed the brain cells.
Where does she get her protein?
Nuts.
As my dad used to ask me when I was a vegetarian.
Mm. Where did you get your protein?
I don't know. Just got it. It's not that big of a thing. You just eat more. Hope for the best.
All right. Well, on those wise words from Gina Schwartz, eat more, hope for the best. I think those are words that we can all aim to live by moving forward.
My dietitian disagrees.
I mean, has he not suggested just hoping for the best?
Has she not suggested
just hoping for the best?
Eating less and hoping for the best, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Well,
that doesn't sound fun.
I don't know. Gina's pretty confident that she's right. Maybe we should
and
get
Gina
together.
And Gina is thinner than all of us. So well,
this is true.
That's true.
Wait about 3 years. It'll come.
Well, until then, thank you very much, Gina.
Thank you, Zane.
Oh, thank you very much, Andy.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you very much once again, Miranda.
Thanks, Daddy Zane.
We'll be back same time next week with a couple fewer hosts because they will go mysteriously missing.
I love you, Mom. I always have.
Bye.
Let's talk about X, baby.
Ah, crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.